Lord. Happy Resurrection Sunday to all of us out there. It's a great privilege to Christians. It's good news to us that Jesus Christ conquered death and is risen from the grave. He's risen from sin. He's risen from anything that holds man down. Hallelujah. Christ is risen, and he's risen indeed. Now, Jesus went down to hell, the Bible says, and in hell, he preached and delivered those who did not have the opportunity to hear him when he came, you know. So even in hell, God gave a chance for people to be born again and to be resurrected. Christ was killed by his enemies. Christ was killed and on the cross was nailed our rejection, was nailed our diseases, was nailed our shame, our infirmities. The Bible says the chastisement of our peace, beloved, was laid upon him. But the amazing thing is death could not hold him. Death is such a terrible thing. Death is so, if you like, permanent, and it looks inconquerable. So for Jesus to have come and conquered death is good news for us as Christians, and it gives us hope that we too will be resurrected just like Jesus. So happy Resurrection Sunday to you. But I also want to share this from Romans chapter 8, reading from verse 12. It says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. And then it goes on in verse 12 to say, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Hallelujah. Beloved, it says the same Spirit, the same power, the same dunamis, the same amazing power of God that raised Christ Jesus from the dead. If that same Spirit dwells in us, then that same Spirit will also cause us to have resurrection. Beloved, resurrection is not only after we die. A resurrection is after we die to this flesh, after we die to this sinful body. And the Bible says, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and dwells in me, that Spirit does not come to dwell in us to be just excess baggage, to be just there doing nothing. The Bible says that same Spirit, it shall quicken our mortal bodies. It shall give life to our mortal bodies. It shall overcome the things of the flesh. It shall overcome sin. It shall overcome addictions. It shall overcome every darkness that holds us. Because that same Spirit, not a different one, beloved, not a parallel one, but the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if it dwells in you and I, it shall quicken our mortal bodies. What do we see in the body of Christ today? Our mortal bodies being quickened? Not at all. We have allowed the flesh to dominate us. Our flesh dominates us when we don't have the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. But the good news is that Spirit lives in us. That Spirit is over us. That Spirit is with us, and that Spirit shall quicken the mortal body. It shall bring to life anything that is dead through the flesh. And because of that, you and I will be overcomers. Not only over death, but over sin, over addictions, over bondages, over demonic strongholds. Because that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Can you imagine how powerful that Spirit is? If it can raise Christ from the dead, it can raise you and I from our dead works. It can raise us from our dead bodies, and it can give us new life. And then the Bible says, if that is the case, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, we will die. So, beloved, death is also spiritual. Death is not just physical, that you go to the cemetery and then you bury the dead body. But we shall die spiritually. We shall die eternally. We shall die as human beings if we do not allow the spirit that raised Christ from the dead to quicken our mortal bodies. And it says, if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the spirit, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, through it, you mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Beloved, I'm so happy. The Bible didn't say, oh, just mortify the deeds of the flesh. Mortify means to make dead or to put to death. That's not what the Bible says. He said, if you through the spirit, not just on your own, not by your own manpower, not by your willpower, not by your New Year's resolution, but by the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, if you and I, through the Spirit, do mortify, put to death the desires, the pleasures of this flesh, then we shall live. Is it not amazing that Christians are not really living? We profess to know Christ, there's no joy in our lives. We profess to know Christ, there's no peace. We profess to know Christ, there's no light, because we have not allowed that Spirit to help us to mortify the deeds of the flesh so that we will really begin to live. This Easter, may that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead more than 2,000 years ago and is still in operation today in your life and in mine, may that same Spirit quicken this mortal body, this disgraceful body, this body that if we allow will send us to hell. May the Holy Spirit, that Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, may it quicken this mortal body. And beloved, let us not live to the flesh, but let us through the same Spirit put to death the things that are in the flesh so that we may live. He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. This Resurrection Sunday, receive abundant life through the great resurrection power of Jesus. Happy Easter. May there be a new beginning where our flesh is mortified so that we can live with Him and to His glory. Happy Resurrection Sunday, and God bless you. He is risen, and He lives.